What are the three problems that are actually solved when you use a fracture walking boot and crutches at the same time? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Now, I'm not going to tell you that you want to use crutches. I'm also not going to tell you that you would like to wear a fracture walking boot. And I would never tell you that you'd enjoy wearing it for 6 weeks. And I would almost never tell you that you should. But there are reasons that you want to do things a little differently if you're a runner. And part of the way that I think about this in runners is that you want to really try to speed up the healing process as much as possible so that you can get back to running as fast as possible and lose as little fitness as possible. So there are really three things going on when you're injured. And if you just walk on the foot, if you just wear a fracture walking boot and walk on it, you get a couple of problems that are really actually solved if you're using crutches for some short period of time with a boot or a cast. The first one is pressure. So if you're wearing a fracture walking boot and your foot is on the ground and your other foot swings through the air, 100% of your weight is on the foot. So if you have an injury to the bottom of the foot, like the plantar fascia, you have a torn plantar fascia ligament, or you have a stress fracture and the ground's pushing up on the metatarsal, or you have a plantar plate injury and the ground's pushing up and squishing that plantar plate ligament that's injured, well, that's pressure. So when you're using crutches, you're strictly non-weight bearing. That foot's not on the floor. It's not touching the floor. There's no pressure on it. That's problem number one. Problem number two is movement. Now, the fracture boot looks like it's going to hold you still. It looks like it's going to make you miserable, and it will. But it's supposed to reduce motion. Now, it pretty effectively reduces the motion around your ankle, but if you have a fracture walking boot on and you're walking and you can see your toes, just watch them move. They're gripping, they're moving, they're tensing up, and they're sort of holding onto the boot for balance. So whenever you're walking in the boot, you're still moving muscles, tendons, ligaments, and the bones in your foot in a way that you have to in order to stabilize yourself. And when you really immobilize it and you keep it off of the ground with crutches helping you, you're moving it a whole lot less, and so it's better immobilized. The third thing is that not a lot of people talk about this, but you actually have muscles that pull on the tendons, and of course they pull on the ligaments and the bones too when you're moving everything. So you have tendons, ligaments, and bones, and the muscles that actually attach to the tendon, to the bone, well, that one every time it fires obviously is doing something, is working. But they're also pulling the bones, which are consequently pulling on ligaments. And whenever you're balancing in the fracture walking boot because your foot's on the floor and you're trying to not wobble and sway when your other foot swings through the air, well, you're pulling on all those muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And a lot of stress fractures happen not because the bone's getting pounded necessarily, but because it's muscles tugging on the bone so much that it causes a decreased density in the bone and then leads to a stress fracture. So those are the three things. It's not just that you put on a boot, it holds it still, and it fixes everything, because when you use crutches and you do that at the same time, you really decrease the pressure, you really decrease the movement, and you really decrease all of the little muscles pulling on everything in your foot at the same time. So that's why sometimes I recommend people use crutches with a fracture walking boot for a shorter period of time instead of using a fracture walking boot for a longer period of time. Now, if you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Listen, if you just got injured, you need to take action right now. And if you've been injured and you're not getting better and you need to figure out what to do to get back to running and keep training and not lose all your running fitness, you need to take action. But the thing that you really need to do more than anything else is probably not what you really think. Most of the runners who call me are looking for some magical solution or something that they can do to make them run even when they're injured that is going to be magical. And there is no such magic, but there is something you can do, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. Now, I made something for you that's a 3-day training. It's free, and it's how to fast track your running injury in record time. Now, during this free 3-day training, what I'll show you is, number one, what I learned when I got injured in medical school and why it was wrong. What I learned when I got injured right before an Ironman race that was right. And the third thing I'm going to show you is the 5-step process that worked for me that can work for you too. So there are five things that you're going to learn. Number one, can you run right now and not lose your running fitness? Number two, how can you figure out how bad the injury is right now? How can you remove the confusion that's caused by inflammation right now? And how can you reduce the tissue stress so you can train now? And then how to safely test, retest, and keep running. Now again, this is a free training. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. It's 3 days, but you're going to get immediate access if you just go to docontherun.com/fasttrack. And I'm going to show you how to fast track your running injury. So go to docontherun.com/fasttrack and grab your seat now. I'll see you in the training.